Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to a man whose work is never done.
In a job like yours, even when it's finished, there's always one more thing to do.
And his job is to make your job easier.
It's a very difficult job, and the only way to get through it is we all work together as a team. And that means you do everything I say.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you, especially when we get Ellen Rohr back on the show. And ladies and gentlemen, I warned you earlier in the hour. I'm going to do it again one more time. After this, it's on you. Buckle your seatbelts. Pull them tight because Ellen Rohr is in the building, so to speak. Ellen Rohr is the author of all the important books you need on small business, the Bare Bones Biz Plans, Where to Go to Get the Money, Bare Bones Weekend Biz Plan, et cetera, et cetera. You get the idea. And she's here to help you and me get smarter. Ellen Rohr, welcome back to the show.
Hey, how are you?
It's
I'm so happy to be here.
Yeah. Hey, Ellen, I want to start a business. Where do I start?
Well, it's better off if you don't try and do everything yourself. So I'm a big fan of reaching out and finding answers to your questions. If you want to start a business,
but Ellen, I want to start a business. Where do I start? I don't know. I want you to tell me everything. I know nothing, and I don't want to learn. I don't want to ask. I don't want to read. I want you to tell me everything I need right now.
You're making me laugh because I got a Facebook instant message the other day, and it starts with quick question: how do I buy a business?
Oh, yeah.
And I wrote back, that is a quick question. That is not a short answer.
I used to get those all the time.
Yeah, and Facebook Messenger is not my favorite way to communicate.
Right, yeah.
So, especially not for that kind of
thing.
So
if you need, in the previous segment, in the previous hour, we talked to Don Fotopoulos about the people who should not go into business. And we talked about, the fact that if you haven't asked enough questions, if you haven't found enough answers, you're going to run through all your money before you're going to make a lot of big mistakes. But once you are in business, you still need to ask questions, and you need to know how to do that, don't you?
Yeah, asking questions is a great way to get going. And here's how I feel about starting a business. If you want to start a business, if it is in your heart, if that is something that before you die, you would be disappointed in yourself if you didn't do it. My suggestion is you are the right guy to start a business, the right gal to start a business. So go ahead and do it. And here's another thing I think. Even if that business fails, you're going to have a story. You know, most of the business owners I know have a couple failures in them.
Oh, yeah. I got my hand up.
Yeah. And so if your business fails, you could let it go before you sink $2 million into it. You know, it's just, I think of business like this. Business is like a car. It's going to get you where you want to go. And if your business serves your life, then at some point you go, you know what, this business isn't working. I'm going to fix it, or I'm going to sell it, or I'm going to abandon it, or I'm going to get another one. You can do all that with business. So I think people take the whole thing a little too seriously when it comes to putting their worth as a human being on their business. That's going too far.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's just a vehicle, and you can fix it. And one of the ways to do it, to start or fix a business, is to ask good questions and get great answers. So
and don't ask half-baked questions. Don't ask questions that you could get from you could get anywhere. Ask if you're going to pay someone, or if you're going to ask a person who has the answer. So that means that they're probably a pretty busy person. Make sure that you're asking them questions that are worthy of that person.
Yeah,
because you don't want to waste money or their time.
Right, and the first step or the first tip is to write out your most pressing question, but don't send the first draft to whoever you're going to reach out for help. So write out the question, either longhand or type it out, and then edit out all the emotions.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Just boil down that question to a question that someone could actually answer.
Go ahead and get it off your chest. I mean, write
get
500.
Get it off your chest.
If you need to write 500 words, write 500 words. Right?
Absolutely. And
then sleep on it.
That's a great idea.
You know what I do? Email it to yourself.
That's a and then read it. And then so you can see, well, what would this
plan
like?
And then you say,
like?
What kind of a dummy would write this thing?
Oh, and I'm not being judgmental here. I have done every one of the things that I'm going to advise you not to do. But I've also then read them later and just thought, I wonder what this guy was thinking
when he saw
this. Yeah, because people are busy and they don't know you. So if you can boil down the question, that's good. And after you write it out and you sleep on it, as you suggest, Jim, you might already answer your own question.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so you can take your own
sample.
If you know the answer, you know, don't invalidate what you know and go ahead and act on it. So I would say, if you've got business questions, we've got some tips for helping you get those questions answered.
If I ask you the question I've thought about and I boiled it down to a good question, should I also include why I want to know this? Would that help?
As long as you can make it short and sweet.
Yeah, what the application is for this question.
Oh, that makes a ton of sense.
Yeah, write that down there. Okay, so we're going to come back with some more things to help you ask the questions better. 5 tips on how to do a better job of asking questions and get them answered with our good friend Ellen Rohr after these messages. 20 tips. Stay with us.
I don't know why they don't explode.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.